It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. We've some important news to let you know at the start of this episode. And that is that our previous episode, which is entitled Exclusive, Woman Tells Us She Knew Lads Involved in Joyriding Motorway Massacre. That episode of Opinions Matter is now the most listened to episode of this podcast ever. And we've been doing the podcast 5 years and it's our most listened to episode ever.
And I said, we're not taking pleasure in this. Obviously, it's a topic about it was a podcast about a very serious issue. And we don't take pleasure.
No, but it just shows you that people want to hear about it.
That's what I was about to say. There is an appetite here for this story, by the way, is the biggest story in Irish news this year so far. And people want to talk about it. I mean, in my other jobs, everybody's talking about it.
Absolutely.
Everybody's talking about it.
If you haven't heard that episode yet, maybe you want to listen to it. It's the previous episode in this thread, and it's called Exclusive, Woman Tells Us She Knew Lads Involved in Joyriding Motorway Massacre. It's available on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This is kind of a follow-on to that episode.
But sorry, can I just say, just to finish up on that, the media hasn't been talking about this. They've obviously been reporting on this, but it hasn't been debated.
No, not at all. Not that I've heard.
Like we're debating it. And on the previous episode, can I just say, because it leads into this, we debated it in a... Because obviously there's five lives lost here, okay? And that's never a good thing. Any life lost is not a good thing. And we dealt with it in a, what I thought was, a sensitive manner as we possibly could. You know, we were the voice of reason. But can I also say... And it leads on to this episode. Not once, and you can listen back to the previous episode, not once during that yesterday's podcast did we mention the word traveller.
Nope.
Did we mention that they were members of the travelling community? Three of the five are members of the travelling community. I didn't even know, to be honest with you, until today, that three of the five were members of the travelling community. Maybe it's because the names weren't stereotypical traveller names that you would associate with the travelling community. I mean, one of the lads is called Jeremy. And... the word traveller was not mentioned at all. So we did not bring up the issue of travellers. Sorry, before we started recording yesterday's podcast, we did know they were travellers. I take that back.
Yep.
But we had decided...
We decided it was irrelevant.
Yeah, so before we pressed record on the podcast, myself and Adrian said, oh, three of them are travellers. And we both said...
That's irrelevant.
Well, what's the relevance here? What is the relevance here? And I stand by that. I don't see the relevance of them being... In the same way... Nowadays, when any crime is committed, when someone attacks a woman on the streets, people no longer want to know how's the woman feeling. The first thing they ask is, was it an invader?
And where's my camera?
Yeah, was it one of the vermin that was imported into the country? That's what people say. I look at the crime before I look at the ethnicity of the person, and I say, a scumbag is a scumbag regardless of their ethnicity, regardless of where they come from. A scumbag is a scumbag.
Agreed.
Okay. So let that be known and let that be heard. We did not mention the word traveller once on the previous episode of this podcast because we both felt that it was kind of irrelevant.
Okay, so let us explain to you why we're now having a conversation about travellers, or that some of the individuals were travellers.
So three of the five.
Three of the five. We were sent, again, by one of our listeners, a screenshot of a post by an individual who we are assuming is a traveller. I don't know that for absolute certain, but this person has posted this, and I want to read it out in its entirety, okay? The man's name is Michael Joyce. He is on his Facebook page described as a content creator. Doesn't have a huge amount of followers, but is a content creator. But let me read precisely what this man said. And this is how we're having this conversation.
And Michael,
we didn't come up with this.
No,
Michael did.
Michael did. We also invited him onto the podcast. Now, in fairness, he could be busy or whatever the case may be. Maybe he didn't see the invite, but we did invite him on in the interest of fairness. We're not going to rip him apart or anything like that, but we did invite him on, so if people are asking...
I want to air his opinion and see what people think. That's it, okay?
Shoot.
So Michael wrote on Facebook, I have never read as much hate in my life that's written all over the place about these five young boys that lost their lives. I'm disgusted reading it. We know they done wrong, and sadly they paid with their lives. But the hate is just because they're travellers. If they were country people, then there would be hardly nothing written about it. I pray to God the poor people in the other car make a speedy recovery. And Ireland is the most racist country in the world towards travellers. And I hope the boat people keep coming there and take over your racist bog of a country. The blacks will soon own Ireland, and fair play to them. The sooner they take over, the better. And he goes on about the Irish football team. But I don't know what that's meant to be about. But anyway, the bottom line is, this individual, whoever he is, I don't even know if he lives in this country, is basically saying the only reason there was such vitriol toward the five lads that were killed in that accident the other day is because at least some of them are travellers.
That's bullshit.
That is absolute bollocks. It's not just bullshit. It's complete rubbish.
Having said that, I did see a lot of anti-traveller related comments on online, not on their page, online generally, which, I mean, there was one that said, and I'm going to say what it is, because I think it's important, but I do not condone this message. I find it, in fact, I reported the message. Someone said under one of the news pages when it was revealed three members were traveling to be typical dirty, smelly knackers. Now, I'm sorry, that is not right. That is not right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can call them scumbags for what they did, and what they did was the actions of scumbags, but bringing it into it that they were travellers is just...
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. It is, in my opinion, it's completely irrelevant.
And then, but that's why we wanted to raise this issue. And by the way, we got a threat earlier on, and I'd love to talk to the individual who made a threat against us, saying that we're focusing in on an ethnic minority.
That was Chloe.
Sorry, okay.
This is Chloe, who every time she's on, she focuses on ethnic minorities. She's always giving out about the invaders, the smelly invaders, she calls them.
So, Chloe, I want to be perfectly clear here. We didn't raise this issue.
No.
Michael Joyce, and the screenshot of his post is on our Facebook page for you to have a look at. It's him who raised it. And it's one of our listeners who sent it on to us. And he says, the hate against these five young lads is just because they're travellers.
Well, three of them are.
Three of them are. If they were country people, then there would be hardly nothing written about it, which is absolute rubbish. I want to go back to the incident that happened on the M50 last week. People, I couldn't tell you anything about the lads involved in that accident. None of them are dead, so we probably will never find out who they are or where they came from. But they were condemned just as roundly as these lads have been.
No, people are not angry because they are members of the travelling community. People are angry because of their actions and because they left an innocent family in hospital fighting for their lives. That's why people are angry. And I think just playing the traveller card, it's all it's doing, Michael, because I know Michael will more than likely hear this podcast, and it's an awful pity you wouldn't come on and talk to us. All it's doing is deflecting. That's what it is. It's classic deflection, isn't it? That people are... Now, don't get me wrong. I do agree with you. There is anti-traveller commentary online, which is wrong.
Yeah,
which is absolutely wrong. And I will call it out now. It's absolutely wrong. But it is complete deflection of what has happened. Complete deflection.
And again, Michael, if Michael, you happen to hear this episode of the podcast, all you have to do is listen to our previous episode and you will realise that the word traveller was never actually mentioned in it, even though we were aware before the episode that some of the lads were travellers. We felt that it was irrelevant. It is you, Michael, who has raised this and made an issue out of this. I accept what you're saying and I accept what Jeremy said there, that there has been some negative anti-traveller sentiment online directed at the lads, but I believe, and I'm reading some of the comments from some of our listeners, most people, when they heard of these five lads being killed on the motorway, did not know any of them were travellers or otherwise. What people were angry about was the incident itself, was that five lads in a car drove the wrong way up the M9 motorway and ploughed into a car where three women and a child, a 7-year-old kid, were hospitalised with serious injuries. That's what people were angry about. They weren't angry, and nobody even mentioned the fact that they were travellers. Our WhatsApp number is 085 825 2626. Let me kick off with Martin on this.
I tell you what, lads, I couldn't give a bollocks what background they were from. They got what they deserved, no matter where they were from, no matter what colour or creed. They got what they deserved. I didn't even know when I commented on this that they were travellers, and I couldn't give a fuck if they were. That fella that wrote that thing that you got put up there, maybe he should brush up a bit on his grammar. And when he's on about travellers, is it... Joe, didn't a gang of travellers make the M50 to a standstill there on the weekend to pause for a lad for a funeral? So, do you know, you can't fucking... You can't give out about one thing when you're doing wrong yourselves, like... Do you know, get to fuck. Put the card back in the deck.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.
Now, Huey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Huey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Huey. Many of our listeners will know you as a, I suppose, as a high profile person from the travelling community. You saw that post that we reposted from Michael Joyce, basically saying that the hate directed against the young fellows that died in that accident is only because they are travellers. What's your reaction to what he had to say?
Well, my reaction to that is I don't agree with that at all, that the hate is only because they're travellers, because as many people stated, whether they're being honest or not, that they didn't know the lads were travellers. So let's just take that as people are being honest. One of my comments underneath your own post was about the fact that the people who were under news articles and using words like knacker and pikey and talking about traveller crime rates as if that was anything got to do with this situation, that's where I was saying that people were being hateful towards their traveller background. That's where my issue was.
Okay, now, we mentioned a moment ago on our previous episode of this podcast, it wasn't mentioned in any way, even though we actually knew that a number of the lads were from the travelling community. That was never mentioned on our previous episode, not once.
I understand that. I understand that. Can I just explain a couple of slight points, though? Is that, firstly, my full sympathy goes with the victims in that family where this happened and to their family, and please God everything goes well for them.
Absolutely.
They're the people that we should be focusing on. Now, the five young lads in that car, as far as I'm aware, three of them were travellers, one of which was only 15.
Correct.
And I think one was a Polish guy and one was a non-traveller Irish guy. This is from my understanding.
And that's our understanding as well.
I feel so sorry for their parents, all their families, because it's an awful tragedy. We all done stuff as teenagers that we wouldn't do as adults, but it doesn't take away the fact that they are the perpetrators. I'm an Irish traveller who's very honest about my community, and I never play the victim, even though people try to insinuate I do. They were definitely the perpetrators, but they paid the ultimate price. They paid with their life. What is their ethnicity? Or assuming that all five were travellers, a lot of people were, and not bringing up that one wasn't a non-traveller and one was Polish by calling knackers and pikeys. Tell me how, Adrian, that's helping the situation, and how you're not being deliberately hateful towards people's ethnicity. I've seen news articles about myself. I've seen stuff even on your podcast and videos and bits and pieces many people in the media would put up over the years, whether it's about me or anyone else. And for some reason, they always jump to the knacker word. So you are being hateful. And you know, even if to people who were genuinely just angered by the youth of Ireland with the behaviour, with the drug dealing, with the electric e-scooters and all of this awful stuff we're seeing in Ireland at the minute from all types of backgrounds, not just travellers, not just immigrants, not just youths, not just kids from my type of background, like in Ballymun. There's kids from South Dublin in private schools doing these types of things. Even if they were just angry at that, you're doing nothing but giving people that do use the traveller card as a victim card an excuse by bringing up Pikey under a news article. You're giving them, you're handing them it to turn around and say that you're only doing it because they're travellers.
Okay, let me just go back, Mike, to Michael Joyce. I don't know who this guy is. All I know is that his post was sent to us by a number of our listeners today, okay? And I'm assuming I'm assuming that this guy, Michael, is a traveller. I'm not 100% certain, but let's assume he is. Let's assume he is. He said in his post, I've never read as much hate in my life that's written all over the place about these five young boys that lost their lives. I'm disgusted reading it. We know they did wrong and sadly they paid with their lives, but the hate is just because they are travellers. What do you think?
No, I don't agree. That's not true. There's not everyone who's commenting is doing it because they're travellers. Everyone probably won't even know they're travellers.
And up until yesterday, most people wouldn't have known.
Well, I don't agree with that. I'll tell you why. It's because when I seen the articles and stuff coming out in the comments section, I could see the comments about Pikey and Knacker, and I didn't comment and I didn't say anything. The first time I actually commented was on underneath one of you guys' posts. And just to reiterate, I wasn't saying you guys were bringing up that they were traveling.
No, I understand that. We didn't.
And I'm not blaming anyone in particular, and I'm not even blaming the media. The media is not writing this in their headlines, which, if I'm honest with you, I'm slightly surprised by. I'm surprised that that wasn't true in on the headline, if I'm honest with you, because there's always a stereotype. But it's not true that everyone's just having hate. Not everyone's just having hate. There's travellers who commit awful crimes, murder, rape, you name it. So not everyone in Ireland is just having hatred towards travellers or other ethnic minorities. But there is people who do. And that's the point that we should be focused on. But separate of all of that, this poor family that was doing nothing more than going on holidays, they're the victims in this. And the family of these young lads that have now paid the ultimate price are victims also. They're being called out left, right and centre. Of course I would say, where were you when your teenager was allegedly robbed a car and drove at 90 miles an hour down the M50 live on TikTok? But we, as we all know, sometimes teenagers are very hard to control. Don't jump to conclusions. These parents probably are doing everything they can.
Let me ask you then, Huey, this guy Michael's post saying that he believes that the hate online towards these five lads is just because some of them are travellers. Do you believe that the hate would have been as much if none of them were travellers? Or do you believe that...
I don't believe the comments section would have been as colourful. No, not at all. Because if you look at the comments section, they keep focusing on that topic, even under your post, even though your post was about that, I know that. But if you look at it, the comment section is utterly vile. And they're not even focusing on these victims. They're not even focusing on that. They're not focusing on the families. They're bringing up about travellers robbing old women and all sorts. What's that got to do with this awful situation?
Okay, so what you're saying then is that the nature of the vitriol, of the commentary about the victims is accentuated by the fact that they're travellers. Is that the best way
exactly.
I can describe it?
Perfect explanation. There's definitely been an addition to the hate from it. Sure, it's there. Oh, if you're looking at the comment section, go on every article, whether it's Britain or Ireland, because this is such a huge story that this is making headlines in Great Britain.
It was a lead story on Sky News yesterday.
Yeah, and you never really see that coming out of Ireland. It's normally vice versa, we'll see it.
And here's the thing, Huey, just looking at the commentary here, you, and I know you're not, and you shouldn't have to, members of the travelling community should not have to apologise for what these five lads did, or rather three of them. Because in the same way, Adrian, if, like, joyriding, we've been reporting on joyriding since the early 90s, yeah? And Nine times. In fact, any joyrider we've ever interviewed, or I've ever interviewed out in their stolen cars, have not been members of the travelling community. They've been settled people from Finglas, Cherry Orchard, whatever the case may be. Members of the travelling community should not have to apologise for what they
exactly
do. In the same way that we shouldn't have to apologise for the non-traveller lads that were in the car.
You never would, Jeremy.
No, and you're not responsible.
Adrian, sorry.
Yeah, you know, you're not responsible for the actions of members of the travelling community. They just happen to be...
That I've never even met before. And they're young fellas that's half my age. And God rest their souls. Poor, 15 years of age, 17, is no age. And that poor foreign by the Polish guy and the other young fella. For all we know, there might have been one person in that car responsible and the other four might have wanted to get out. We don't know what happened in that car.
In fairness, Hughie, that fella, man, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but looking at the social media account of that Polish guy, what was his name again?
Yeah.
Kamil. He was a career criminal. Like, this wasn't his first rodeo.
Yeah. Now, I've also seen some of their family putting up stuff with pictures of them at Balaclavas and all.
Yeah.
That's not helping the situation.
No.
Calling them legends and all. And crazy one in the family, you'd break into someone's house. That's just ridiculous talk. So anyone, never mind a young fella, if my little brother died like that, the last thing I'd ever want to do is celebrate what is the reason why they're dead.
And again, one of the things I said in our previous episode is we can't tell people how to grieve. People deal with grief in different ways and whatever. But anyway, let me just ask you then, for people who have commented on the fact that three of these lads were from the travelling community, your message to them is be angry all you like, but them being travellers is irrelevant. Is that really what you're saying?
It's irrelevant. And you pay the ultimate price as it is. And please understand how much heartbroken their poor families must be also. And to that whole family that was the pure victims in this, let the news be focused on them. I don't know why it has to be switched around. And I do believe 100% that if it was just another white Irish group of lads, that this wouldn't have been brought up. I'm surprised the fact the young
people... I don't know if that's necessarily true, because last week we spoke about that other incident on the M50 where there was thankfully not a fatal crash, but a crash on the motorway with somebody driving up the wrong way. We did discuss that.
Be discussed, of course, but what I'm saying is they wouldn't bring up their background.
Well, because
unless maybe they're from a certain postcode, that might get brought up.
Yeah, no, and it probably was. But what I'm trying to get at was there was a lot of hatred towards the young fellas involved in that as well. But you're saying you're saying that it wouldn't be or wasn't as colourful in terms of anti-traveller rhetoric that you've seen
100%. And I promise you now, that's not me acting like a victim. We've met in person. I've been interviewed by everyone in this country. And I nine times out of ten, don't bring up anything about the fact I'm a traveller. I try to have a bit of crack on the telly or speak me pints about LGBT or whatever. We have serious issues with discrimination in our society, whether it's about travellers, whether it's about gay people, trans women, whatever it is, that's not acting the victim. You see it. Just when you see the difference amongst the comment sections or how people speak, or if I'm honest, even how journalists can write stuff at times, there is a difference. So there isn't any need for that. People don't need to be bringing up knacker and pikey and all these other disgusting things and granny robbers and all. I've never robbed a granny in my life. I'm at work right now. I work for TU Dublin, the university, in the gym. I'm a fitness coach and I pay taxes and I'm a business owner separate to that, which I pay taxes on, and I pay taxes on all my media work, even though I don't do much of it these days. I have a zero criminal record. I work with kids and teenagers. We have kids summer camps on at the minute. So I have zero criminal record. The last thing that I'm doing is going around and beating up grannies for money or driving cars backwards down the fucking M50. Sorry for swearing. Mm. But it's just
I completely understand and I completely get it. And that's one of the reasons I really did want to talk to you today. So your message then to people who commented on the fact that some of these guys were travellers is to say to them, it's irrelevant. But let me ask you then, Michael Joyce's post where he said the hate is just because they're travellers, you don't agree with that? You don't believe that that's the only reason?
I don't agree with that because, that's not the only reason. Of course, that's not the only reason. If there had any group of young fellas, even if it was a group of men, regardless of what age they are, or women, and nobody would look at this situation and not be angry or irritated, because it adds to the issues we already have on our roads. It's a sensitive topic, the same as a young one who was killed in Finglas with the e-scooter, God love her, a few months ago. People are so worried. There's a lot of violence on our streets at the minute. The last thing we need is people driving down the M50, 90 kilometres an hour the wrong way.
So, I take the points you're trying to make. It's irrelevant that they were travellers, and please stop the built-in hatred and negativity toward the traveller community.
Yeah, fair play to you, fair play to you.
All right, good to talk to you, Huey.
Cheers, Huey.
Thank you. Cheers, thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Huey Maughan, by the way, who many of you may know.
If only other people could be as articulate and just like reasonable. He's been reasonable about the whole thing. Well, what he said there, nothing unreasonable, he said. It is a tragedy. Anybody dying is a tragedy. It shouldn't have happened. It could have been prevented if they hadn't got into the car. We have to be thinking about the other family as well, who were named, by the way. Did you see they were named?
Yeah, I did.
Earlier?
Yep.
And it's only when someone puts a name to someone, it becomes more real, doesn't it? And our thoughts are with them as well. And again, I'll say it from the start. When you start calling them, you know, as you were saying, dirty pikey, smelly knackers and all that, that just ruins.
And it does deflect from the conversation that these guys, whoever they were, whatever their background, did something really bad, did something really wrong, and paid the ultimate price, as Huey said.
So in my opinion, they're scum regardless of their ethnicity.
Correct. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. All right. Let's bring in more of your opinions. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Dimitri.
Lads, let's be realistic. If this was a group of five foreign national kids, there'll be riots on the streets, absolute riots. So why is the same not being done now? It's just stupid.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I have to refer back to Dimitri's message a moment ago, where he said, had the car been full of foreign nationals or asylum seekers or whatever, we would literally have had riots on the streets.
A million percent. And is fueled, by the way, most of those riots are normally fueled by far-right agitators with social media accounts. Why happened, because I knew we were going to be talking about this today, I happened to look at some of those, you know, the usual suspects. I'm not going to name them, guys, you all know who they are. Some are in public office, some are not in public office. And I looked at all the social media to see were any of them saying anything about this, and no.
Where if it had been a car full of foreigners, there would have been riots on the streets.
Import the third world, become the third world.
Joanne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joanne?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Joanne. What did you want to say on this? We heard a guy speaking as a traveller, saying that the hate against these young fellas is just because some of them are travellers. What do you say to this?
I don't think it's got anything to do with them being travellers. The fact is, there's an innocent 7-year-old boy critical in hospital with a broken leg, along with his other family members. That's the problem. There's a bigger picture here. And to think that the traveller is so self-important, to think that people are hating on them because they're travellers, speaks volumes, because there's nobody hating on them because they're travellers. They're hating on them because of the situation. It was unavoidable. They took, well, I don't know, there's reports now that they didn't take the car, but whether they took the car or not is irrelevant. They went down the motorway the wrong way, and they crashed into an innocent family going away to a wedding in England.
Absolutely. That's and they are the facts. As you said, whether the car was stolen or not, they had come to the attention of Gardaí. They failed to stop for Gardaí, and they drove the wrong way up the M9 motorway. They are the facts. Whether it was a stolen car or not is irrelevant, quite honestly. And I've seen that as almost an excuse. Well, they didn't rob the car, it was in their own car. That's irrelevant.
Irrelevant. They wore balaclavas to get the attention that if a cop was passing by, that the cop would automatically turn and follow them, because they were up to no good robbing. They were looking for trouble.
Okay, but we heard from Huey there a moment ago, where he was saying that yes, there was a lot of hate online towards these lads, but he believes that the hate was extra colourful, if you like. They were his words, actually, because they were travellers. Do you think that that's true?
I think there's extra hate online because you have family members and friends putting up hero, legend, well-mannered, the best in the world, this, that and the other. You're not very well-mannered if you think it's okay to take a car the wrong way down the motorway. People are angry, like anything, and there's every right to be. I'm afraid to drive on the road at the moment.
Mm. And in fact, we mentioned this on a recent episode. I and Jeremy, just as two people, are out late at the weekends, gigging and stuff like that, coming home at 1 and 2 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And I'm now on edge that I'm driving on a motorway home from my gig and I could come across a car coming directly towards me.
Yeah, this type of behaviour has a complete knock-on effect and people aren't thinking about it. Like, first of all, those young lads are dead, okay? There's a family in hospital. Possibly somebody woke up without a car the next morning. And this kind of carry on also brings people's car insurance up. It makes people nervous on the road. And for what? For likes on TikTok.
And that's
what it's all for.
That is the scary part of this. In fact, the headline on one of the tabloid newspapers today, the headline was "Dying for Likes." That was the headline on the paper, and the implication, obviously, that this is all this shit, all these deaths, this injury, this trend of driving up motorways the wrong way, is all for TikTok likes and shares. It's just.
As a young lad without weapon, I have to drive dirt at night for a job, right? And I'm freaking out. I'm on the phone to him constantly to see if he's okay because of this behaviour on the road.
And it has to stop. It really has to stop.
Doing some things, paying taxes, doing what he's meant to do as a person of society, and he could be wiped off the road because of something like this.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Joanne, the fact that there has been an extra pylon against these young fellas, you don't believe although we did hear Huey describe that there have been negative comments about travellers, but you believe that anger would be there anyway, regardless of who they are or where they're from?
The anger is definitely there, regardless of who they are or what they are. It's what they've done has caused anger. But I also will say, when you have their family and friends putting up hero, legend, and all those things, and people know that there is an innocent, completely innocent family in hospital, and they have the fact, if that was me and it was one of my sons that was involved in that, do you think I'd be allowing hero, legend and all that to be put up on Facebook?
Now, there's nothing you could do to stop it if it's other people doing it, but no, I take the point.
Adrian, there is family members putting it up as well.
No, I've seen it. I've seen a number of of the posts, and we mentioned this on the previous episode.
But that's not rubbing it in people's face.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the argument is, read the room. There are four people seriously ill in hospital. Yeah. Please don't be praising these guys as heroes and legends and everything else. We call that out already, and I do feel that way.
Yeah.
So let me ask you then, you're angry and it doesn't really matter to you who they are or where they're from. You're just angry because of what happened.
Yeah, because it's completely unavoidable, unnecessary stupidity, and it's stupid, crazy carry on, to be quite honest with you. And then it's known, apparently, that some of these young lads have been doing this for some time.
Thanks for your call. Good to talk to you. Our number is 0858252626. I want to go to our next caller. Chloe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Chloe?
I'm good.
That's good. That's your good. Chloe, earlier on a comment on our Facebook page, you threatened to report us for discrimination. What are you threatening to report us for?
I didn't threaten to report you. I said if there is discrimination on this, where the same people you are so happy to protect all the time, travellers are protected under the Ethnic Minority Act as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so
I'm aware of that.
Everyone in your comments is sitting there saying, travellers, it's travellers, it's always travellers. It's not always travellers. Travellers are not all bad people. Huey is after making great statements there, a fantastic representative for the traveller
community. Sorry, Chloe, I just want to read exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. I can assure you all, if this podcast in any way allows discrimination against a protected minority, it will be reported to all relevant authorities. What made you think that might happen?
because based on the comments I'm seeing, the word pikey has been dropped multiple times on various platforms, yours included. That is a derogatory term for traveling people.
Whoa. Firstly, the word pikey was used on this episode of the podcast, but it wasn't used by anyone.
In your comments as well.
We didn't write comments like that.
No, you didn't particularly write comments, Adrian. I said if it is allowed to be broadcast, if you allow that and say that's people's opinion, you are allowing people to discriminate based solely on their ethnic heritage.
There are two different things here. One is our podcast, which is what you're on right now, and the other is people commenting on Facebook. We can't control what people
say. But you can control people who are going to get on these calls and just slay travellers in their entirety of the community.
But nobody has, Chloe. Not one person.
And I know
not one person has.
So you need to
Chloe,
firstly, we don't allow people on to call travellers pikeys. We never have and we never will. So I don't.
Why aren't these people blocked off your Facebook for making them comments?
Well, I'm sure they are. First of all, there's how many thousand?
220,000, yeah.
1,000 people on Facebook. Did you get onto the Journal? Did you get onto the Liberal?
I've been reporting all these comments to Facebook. I actually have been through the Facebook processes to actually engage with them. And make it recognised, but it's the same as the M word.
It's disgusting.
People.
It's a disgusting word. Now let me ask another question, Chloe.
Chloe, I just want to clarify that this podcast has not allowed any discrimination against travellers.
I said if you do.
Okay, let me ask you another question, Chloe. When you see, because you brought this up, when you see people referring to the invaders as vermin and dirty vermin and all these sort of words, do you report those comments?
Do I report those comments? Yeah. No, because it's not derogatory towards one specific ethnic group.
Well, it is, kind of. So when you see...
Irish travellers are a protected ethnic minority in this country.
But not immune from condemnation.
Someone asked a comment on your page, and I had to answer it. They're saying, why does it matter who was driving? Because what if it turns out it was the Polish lad or the settled lads, and the travellers were trapped in the back trying to get out? No one's thinking of that. But you are quite happy to pull up on the page that it involved travellers and your own.
Sorry, again, Chloe, and I have to point this out to you. Chloe, listen for a second. Just listen for a second. A number of our listeners sent us a screenshot of that post that I've read out from a guy called Michael Joyce. And Michael Joyce said, the hate is just because they're travellers. I didn't write that. That was sent to us by a number of our listeners, and we thought this was worthy of conversation. Now, what's your issue with that?
My issue with that is this should not be about travellers or traveller hatred at all.
I didn't make it about that. A guy called Michael Joyce did.
But you don't have to comment on that. You know what you're doing.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're only doing this because yesterday, as you pointed out, there was over 500 people watching live. It was your best show to date.
We weren't talking about the live show.
You're dying for likes, yet you're allowing this. Keep going, keep commenting. The kids are listening to this saying, look at all the attention they're getting.
Hang on,
I wasn't finished speaking, Jeremy, and I'm always very polite to you, so please don't interrupt me.
Go on.
Instead of this being about traveller hatred, this will be a reform on what we're going to do with these young kids. Because I had it out with Adrian last week and I was told they're just kids. Do you not still stand by that rhetoric today, Adrian? Because you said it on the internet. Anyone can listen to you telling me that.
Chloe, I don't know if you listened to yesterday's episode or not.
I didn't ask about yesterday's episode, Adrian. Last week you told me you kicked the box and knocked out 4 traffic lights and caused major crashes.
Yeah, that's right.
You said they are just kids. And if Do you still stand by that rhetoric today, is what I'm asking you.
If you listened to the episode yesterday, shut up. I said on several occasions that these are kids who no parent deserves to bury their own child.
No parent deserves to have knocked on the door. I stated that numerous times and people were telling me I was wrong.
I said on several occasions, much to the annoyance, by the way, of a lot of people, that these are somebody's child. I said that on several occasions.
No, I'm not talking about yesterday's podcast, Adrian. I'm asking you, do you still stand by the rhetoric? These kids should not face any legal prosecution because they are kids, as you said.
They won't.
So
they're dead.
What about the other ones that done it in court yesterday? They're still doing it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Bringing more attention to it.
Chloe,
giving it all this publicity. They know they're going to end up on your talk show. But instead of wanting to get to the real problem, which is it's not just traveller kids, it's not just foreign
kids. Nobody said it was.
We have an epidemic of youth disregarding the law because the guards can't chase them. If the parents go in and hit them, a slap they have to slick called on them. You just want to emphasise travellers were involved.
No, so no. Okay, again, Chloe.
We didn't bring that up.
We didn't bring it up. This just, guy Michael Joyce did.
No,
obviously we choose the topics. But
you're choosing to allow this topic to go on. No,
Chloe, you even heard. I don't know if you heard Hughie Mann on a while ago.
I did hear Hughie Mann.
A very outspoken member of the traveller community. And his whole thing in what he said to us was that the hate was exacerbated by the fact that some of these guys were travellers. That's all we're trying to highlight, though.
So, Chloe,
how are we the bad ones
so
here?
You're giving the people who are spewing all this hatred against travellers.
Hang on a second. I'm going to step in here now, Chloe. I'm sorry, because I'm getting annoyed now. This podcast, this particular episode has been running for about 40 minutes. Not one person...
Are you... Is someone moderating your comments on Facebook that can't see Pikey and Gypsy and all that being dropped? No, to remove them.
Because I can assure you,
if it was anything about a foreign national, you'd be straight on blocking people.
Well, I'll bring up that point. We'll get Amanda's actually busy taking calls.
It's
at
like
the
time I caught your moderator's lying and they tried to call me a liar, but you're not allowed to post photos, and I sent it to Adrian privately. Okay. No one was done about that, but I'm allowed to call them liars.
Chloe, you need to calm down, first of all.
Because you're annoying me now, Adrian, shouting at me as usual when you mention anything that he doesn't agree with.
This is Jeremy, and I'm not shouting at you. I'm speaking to you in a calm way, and I'm asking you to let me have my say.
And I was trying to do that as well, if you remember a few minutes ago.
Chloe, your issue, first of all, this podcast has been going for 40 minutes, and not one derogatory comment has been made against the travel.
Are you telling me you can't read them on your Facebook page, Jeremy Dixon?
Sorry,
these are two different things, Chloe.
I'm asking is, can you not see that?
If you believe that we can moderate, we don't have a crew of 50 staff.
I was contacted by one of your moderators and told you and Jeremy don't actually comment on your page. It's all moderators.
I tend not to, but the point I'm trying to make is...
They added a little segment after I pulled them on that,
Chloe,
and said that was never done.
With 220,000 followers on Facebook, it's very difficult to moderate everything.
So it's not
difficult when Jeremy's sitting there looking at the computer and can see the word Pikey being typed across his screen numerous times.
I can't see the fucking word because we're busy recording the podcast.
So you don't look at Facebook and call out comments as they come in,
Chloe, these are two different conversations. Facebook and
our
podcast.
You just don't understand what you're doing.
No, I know exactly what I'm doing. You don't understand what
we're
doing.
You're rage-baiting the Irish public
No, because she's not being reasonable. She is not being reasonable.
You're not, because I'm telling you, if there was people calling somebody a Muslim terrorist or the N-word, you would block them.
Well, hang on. Your comment is still up on our page, and your comment, and let me pull out the bit of your comment. There's a bit on your comment where you post on our page, and I don't think it's been taken down, and it says, and I'm gonna go quote you here because you're talking about the
quote me. I stand by everything you say. I don't hide behind a fake name.
I'm not saying you do, and it's you're calling out people using derogatory language towards minority groups. Yeah, you called, and I'll use the expression that you use, imported filth. Now, is you calling somebody? By the way, I have a big problem with people calling members of the travelling community pikeys, and that will not be allowed. In fact, the only person who used the word pikey
was Hughie Mann.
So you think...
It's in your comments, lads.
Firstly, our live video will be gone as soon as this podcast is recorded, so everything will be gone. But we can't moderate every single comment on Facebook.
You can't block people calling them pikeys on your page.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I can't at the moment because I'm actually sitting here speaking to you. I'm not multitasking. Amanda, who does it again, there's how many people are watching this and recorded live? There's 500. Why don't you get on to? Have you ever rang the Liberal and told them to stop using inflammatory language?
Yeah, I
in the
stand
comments?
Up for them all the time.
Oh, you stand up.
I'm
for
constantly
the Liberal.
Reporting it. Facebook don't actually take that as a slur word because
sorry. I'm talking about when someone says smelly invaders coming over here and raping our children. Do you ask those comments to be taken out?
Do I dispute that? You know how I feel about Islam and all it's doing.
Let me ask you another question before we wrap this up, Chloe. You are from, and you've said it on this podcast before, from a traveller background, okay?
Yes.
What is your reaction to what this guy, Michael Joyce, said?
I think anyone should be taking their ethnicity, the Polish lad, the Irish settlers lad, or the Irish travellers' backgrounds into consideration. It's not an ethnicity
problem. Why do you believe that a man like Michael Joyce did exactly that?
By the way, we agree. We agree with you.
But that's what I'm saying. The whole topic should not have anything to do with traveller hate. It should be the hatred that these little boys, because they were little boys, are dead.
But they weren't
no
little boys. One of them was 18.
Adrian, no parent should get that knock on the door.
I agree.
people in this country to laugh about it is sick.
No, well, sorry.
And don't get me wrong, the victims in this are them young boys' families who now have to bury them, and the family in hospital with a 7-year-old child. Everyone is taken away from them by going on with this toddler rhetoric.
Every parent should know where their kids are at 3 o'clock in the morning.
A minor effect on Life 360.
Okay, but Chloe, the whole point is, and this is what Huey Maughan was trying to highlight, that the hatred towards these lads that were killed in that accident the other day was exacerbated by the fact that they're travellers. Do you agree with what Huey Maughan said?
Yes, completely.
Okay.
And I think it's wrong that platforms like yours allow them to spew their hatred.
Chloe, listen to this episode from start to finish and there is no hatred on it.
Then again,
and again, I'm separating what's on Facebook from our podcast.
Yeah, that's
going
to be taken down. But let me put it to you. If you don't like hate speech on Facebook, I presume you will condemn the Liberal that leaves up anti-immigration comments on a daily. Will you?
I have always stood firm on my position. Anyone can go back and listen. This country welcomes those who come here legally.
Okay, so do you?
This country welcomes those who come here to contribute to our society. They assimilate and bring some of their culture to ours, and it should be celebrated.
Okay,
do I agree with military-aged men invading this country?
Christ,
no, I don't.
Okay, all right. No, will she apologise for using the term imported filth to describe
human beings? No, because they're imported filth if they're coming over here and committing crimes. We have our own filth. Why import it?
So you do agree with derogatory comments toward minority groups?
Towards the minority groups. No, that's not towards anyone based on their... that's not discriminatory, Jeremy. What is discriminatory about that? We're important criminals.
No, to call a human being filth because they're from a different ethnicity.
Well, if they behave like animals, I will call them filth.
So is it okay?
Do I think what those young boys doing was good? No, they've paid the ultimate price. They've paid with their lives.
And by the way, Chloe...
what they've done was scum.
And by the way, Chloe, I know you tagged your friend John Connors. You can let John Connors listen to this as well and see if he has a problem with it. There's absolutely, we did not allow any derogatory, none of them are friends.
You said John Connors was my friend. He's an advocate for travellers.
Yeah, and he can listen to this. And as John Connors spoke.
So who said he was my friend?
You felt the need to tag him
John Connors is a very, very strong Catholic. I follow him for his Catholic content, actually.
Why are you bringing up?
Let's move on.
Laura, you want to talk to Chloe? What's
Oh, fuck's sake. Shut the fuck up.
Why don't you tell me, brave woman?
No, you always quote stuff every time you're on the show.
I always quote stuff because I know how to debate. It's people like you who assume that I'm just going to stand here like an idiot and listen to Adrian when he shouts at me with veins popping out of his head on the internet because I mentioned when his little mate Anto brought up Sudan and Nigeria and I said it's the Muslims. His vein nearly came out of his head.
You seem to
I'm making things up. She said, because I remember. That's a good thing. You have to remember things.
That's a 5-year-old. Mommy, he said this and she said that.
Sorry, Adrian's the one who likes to have statements that are backed up. His is recorded online. Last week he told me they were just boys.
And that's Chloe, that is the same statement to make bar one of them who was 18, that these lads that were killed the other day are all boys. That's a statement of fact.
But you're saying they should not face prosecution or anything the MBC incident because they're just kids.
No, Chloe,
that's exactly what you said. They shouldn't be named and shamed because they're just
kids. That's different between they shouldn't be prosecuted. I said they shouldn't be named and shamed, okay?
This is the problem. Everyone hides everything. And shame them. All them.
That's not our law. Our law is there to protect all minors.
Which is why I'm saying the laws need to be looked at. The guards can't shame them.
Don't misquote me and say I said
that's
they shouldn't
exactly
be
prosecuted. That's exactly what you said.
I didn't say they shouldn't be prosecuted. Okay? I did not say that.
You said their lives should not be ruined for something
they shouldn't be prosecuted.
That's exactly what you said.
I said we need
to
look.
Their lives shouldn't be ruined.
We should recognise the fact that they're kids. And we should also recognise the fact
that... But this is what's happening now because of attitudes like yours. There's 5 kids dead.
Sorry.
What the fuck does that mean?
Sorry, did Adrian
excuse me for 1 second.
Did Adrian
what the fuck does that mean?
Make excuses for these kids.
I'm not making any excuses.
You did. You said they're just kids.
Oh, Chloe, get off the line. Seriously, I just can't talk to you anymore. Stop making up shit that I did not say. All I said on a previous episode of this podcast...
Calm down, Jesus.
I'm annoyed. All I said in a previous episode of this podcast is we have laws in place to protect minors. And that's why we don't identify them in court. That's why they go through the children's court. And I'm happy enough with that. Did I say they shouldn't be charged and prosecuted? No, I did not.
That's not what you said.
Okay, Chloe, we'll agree to disagree. Good luck. Where am I going now?
I need more than a drink. What do you make of that?
She has this mentality, you know, like a 5-year-old that says, Mommy, he said this and she said that, quoting blah, 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 blah. And she's a religious person. Why is she judging others? That's the thing I don't get about her. And like about the whole traveler thing where she doesn't like stuff being said about them, and then you made the point about like people coming over here and she comes scum and all stuff. That is hate speech too, if she likes it or not. That's still hate speech.
No, I agree.
You can't just favour one group and then not favour the other group. It's the same thing regardless if they're travelers.
Okay, so let me go back to the point that this guy Michael Joyce highlights on Facebook. He believes that the hate against these lads who died, and by the way, they're not all travellers. Three of them were travellers.
I didn't know they were travellers either.
And nor did most people, I have to tell you. Yeah. Most people
so regardless of what, they're still scum.
We didn't know at the start, and then when we did know, we didn't care because, again, it was completely irrelevant. And let me say this for the people who listen late, or if John Connors is listening to this episode or whatever the case may be, again, because people will pick out little bits of it and twist it and turn it like Chloe twisted it. Again, I will say this again, and I'll say it slowly for the people in the back. You can write it down. Yeah, I think it's irrelevant that these five young fellas were members of the travel
team. And I agree with you.
First and foremost, before they were travellers, the three members, before they were travellers, they were joyriding scumbags. And everybody, most people with a sane head on them, would agree with that, okay? I think it's irrelevant that they are members of the travelling community. We have not allowed... I mean, there's a message that just came in here. And it's this message here, this fellow, I can't think his name is John. And Amanda said, have a listen to this. And I had to listen to it in my ear. And it's a 48-second voice note. And I couldn't play this on this podcast, even though we're all for free speech, because the hate and vitriol that this man is spewing, yeah, is absolutely disgusting.
Against whom?
The travelling community. The first line out of his, and I'll play it to you to have a listen to you in your ear as well. The first line in this man's message is just anti-traveller vitriol, and I won't allow that. Now, I know that doesn't suit Chloe's agenda, but Chloe is the same person that if we were sitting here calling all immigrants invaders, and what did she say again that they are? That
something filth or...
Yeah, imported filth or whatever the case may be, she would be jumping up and down with joy because she agrees with it. It's always free speech. Free speech for me, not for thee. That's what it is. So let it be heard loud and clear. Myself and Adrian don't care whether or not they were members of the travelling community. All we care about is how five young fellas got into a car and for a couple of likes on TikTok, thought it'd be funny to drive the wrong way up a motorway, and they have paid the ultimate price.
Let me get more opinions on this. John, you're on Opinions Matter.
Hey, lads, like I said yesterday, here we go again. Let's just pick on disadvantages, some weird ideological concepts, this, that, travellers, that's because of racism, it's because the moon hit the earth. It's all shite. We have a problem with scrotes in the country, people not obeying the law because there's no fucking consequences. Everybody pretends, you know, that everybody has some sort of disadvantage that does crazy stuff, yeah? Lock them up, put in consequences, change the law, true equality, yeah? True equality meaning you go to prison when you fuck up in society. Come on, like, this is out of control. Like, always deflecting. It's deflected now away from the problem to some sort of, there's a problem with the travelling community. There is a problem with the travelling community. They cause a fucking riot in Ireland. They have for years and years and years. And they use the traveller card to get out of that trouble. They should be, the people that cause trouble in the travelling community should be behind bars as well. It's absolutely insanity that is tolerated in our society. If you don't like it, and you don't like the system in Ireland, you can fuck off out of Ireland, like many people have. And here's the other thing as well, it's a democracy, so people should be, you know, wanting the democracy. The part of democracy is having consequences for your actions within society. How in the name of God are you supposed to run a society when people are running around willy-nilly doing what the hell they want? So all this traveler card, right now that you bring the travelers up, they are a problem. There's a huge problem within the travelling community. You can say Tri-Flags never talks about it, and I don't know who else, but there is a big problem with the travelling community in Ireland. And nobody knew. I say the majority of people did not know that these were travellers until this was said right now. So I think it's further deflection back into an ideological direction, away from the actual fact that leftists in Ireland absolutely don't want young people in jail. They're against putting people from council estates in jail. It's as if they want anarchy.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Reese, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Reese?
How are you getting on, lads?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Reese. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, come here, lads. Like, it's if people think it's it's something to do with their background being a traveller. It's not. People are saying, oh, they paid the price for the crash. Rightly so, they paid the price. They deserve it. Every bit of it. It's 5 less bad people in the world.
And when you hear people highlighting, because some did, and Huey Maughan was right in what he said. There was a lot of hatred over the last 48 hours directed at these 5 lads, okay?
And, rightly so.
And a lot of the hatred was fueled around the fact that some of the lads were travellers. In other words, words like, and I'm only quoting them, pikey and knacker and all sorts of anti-traveller words.
Disgusting. You've lost the argument once you start that crap.
But, but a lot of those words were used in online commentary, okay? Now, this is what Huey was trying to say. Hate them for what they did, not for where they come from or their background. What do you say to that?
I know, I totally agree with that. You don't, like, there's no point bringing their background into it. Do you know the way? Like, it's, at the end of the day, there's an innocent family that are fighting for their lives, so I've heard. Like, you can't bring their background in. Look, they paid the price, they're dead. In my eyes, is it a good thing? I think so, because there's no one going around. There's five less people going around hurting people, harming people, and robbing cars and breaking into houses and whatever the rest they were up to. Like, when they're getting up to that thing at 17 years of age and 18 years of age, what are they going to be like in another 3 or 4 years?
But it is very sad. I was thinking about this a lot today. You know, when you have kids and you think about how they no kid is brought into the world evil, and no kid is brought into the world wanting to commit crimes and stuff like that. And again, without talking about specifics, somewhere along the line with each of these 5 cases, there was failure. Somebody failed, whether it was parents, whether it was the system or something like that. No child is born into the world wanting to be a career criminal and stuff like that. And it is very sad because it's 5 wasted lives, isn't that what it is?
I know, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you as well. I totally agree with you. But like, I'm seeing comments on Facebook saying, "Oh, the government should have done something." The government, what? The government shouldn't have to parent my child, your child, Adrian's child. What are the kids should be brought up to be kids, and that's the end of it. With good manners and a bit of humanity. Like, them 5 had no humanity. They didn't give a rat's of what they were doing. They, like, as soon as you rob a car, you know you're wrong. I'm a firm believer. Everyone knows right from wrong. I don't care what way you're brought up. Everyone knows right from wrong.
I agree with you. And I think a lot of listeners will agree with you. But you believe that the anger and the hatred towards the lads who were involved in this crash, who tragically lost their lives, because every loss of life is a tragedy, you believe that people are just angry at what they did and not angry at who they are?
Angry at what they did, of course, yeah. Like, put it to you this way, when I seen the news, I woke up and I was scrolling on the phone, as you do, straight away I seen it, and then I heard there was a 7-year-old girl in hospital. And when I heard that, that's when I got pissed. I sent it on to yourselves as well. That's when I got very pissed, because when my son was in hospital, that's another story for another day. My son was in hospital, and when I seen all the sick kids in that hospital, I swear to God, your heart would break for them. Like, these are kids that don't even get a chance at life.
No, I agree. Because
these 5 young fellas that caused all this damage, they got a chance at life and they fucked it up.
Okay, do me a favour, Rhys. Stay there for 1 second, because I've been asked to play a WhatsApp voice note.
This is from a regular listener to where he's been listening, and he's a regular caller, and his name is Brian. And you think you know people. I thought we knew Brian very well from talking to him on the show, but this message is just after knocking me for 6. Brian, have a listen.
Right, lads, I've been listening to this show now for the last hour, and I can hear nothing but only discrimination coming in about these young fellas, because 3 of them in the car were members of the travelling community. And also, I can hear there is no sympathy about these 5 young boys that were killed in the crash. So it's just nothing but discrimination coming in about these boys for the last hour.
Brian, I don't know what you were listening to. I don't know what podcast you're listening to, but it's not this one.
What discrimination was used? Was no what
the closest thing to any sort of discrimination was the attitude of John in the voice note that I played a while ago. He had a negative attitude towards travellers. Nothing else on this episode, Brian, has been anti-traveller. I think you're barking up the wrong tree if you're looking for our listeners to have a load of sympathy for the young fellas that that were killed. People are really angry, Brian. People are really, really, really angry that...
What do you make of that, Reese, after listening to that? I'm gobsmacked.
This is nothing to do with anyone being black, white, traveller.
Nothing.
A foreign national that's had to come into the country.
And it has to be pointed out that it was because of a post by a traveller that we even discussed this in the first place.
But come here, your man that put that post up, I seen when you put that post up and he's offering to come onto the podcast, but sure, he started talking about the Irish football team and
I don't know what he was talking about there.
He's away with the fairies.
But what was Brian talking about? All I can hear is discrimination. What discrimination is there? People aren't discriminating against the five lads driving their car.
He said in his message he's not hearing any sympathy towards the lads that died.
Read the room.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I would say to you, Brian. Read the room. People are extremely angry that the actions of a group of one young adult and four boys, because that's what they were, led to three women and a seven-year-old kid hospitalised with really serious injuries. People are angry, Brian, and I'm sorry if you can't see that or hear that.
And then there's another comment here on our Facebook page for someone who can't come on, saying, what type of see you next Tuesday, she says, revels in the death of anybody. I agree with you.
And we said that yesterday as well, by the way.
We said that yesterday, yeah. Play yesterday's podcast. I don't think you should ever revel, unless you are directly affected. Yeah, so if your family was abused by someone, sexually abused, and that abuser died, you absolutely, absolutely go ahead and revel in it. But other than that,
nobody should revel in somebody's death. And indeed, the message that we played on the previous episode from the guy who was literally doing that, we said that was bang out of order. It was bang out of order to be reveling in somebody's death. Now, before we finish up, let's bring in a few more opinions on this. This is Anne.
Chloe is really too much. What these five lads did was reprehensible. You know, it doesn't matter whether they were black or white or blue or travellers or whatever. And the issue is their actions. In fact, yesterday when we were on the podcast, nobody mentioned that they were travellers and people had the same opinions. And, you know, it's very disingenuous of people like Chloe to use ethnicity or community identity to deflect, because that's what she was doing, deflect away from their criminal behaviour and then play the victimhood card without even mentioning the real victims, which were that family and especially the seven-year-old boy. If the traveller community wants attitudes to change and people not to be angry, then this blame shifting, because that's what it is, it's not the answer. We have to hold young people to account and ensure that they're not committing these crimes. And the traveller community needs to do that if this is what is happening, instead of playing the blame game, blame shifting and pointing fingers at everybody else.
Thanks very much indeed. And let's squeeze in one final message from John.
Yeah, once again, a negative attitude against travellers. I have a negative attitude against travellers who are committing crimes. Absolutely. Why can't one say that? Why can't anybody say that? I'm not using any derogatory words. I just don't know. I like talk to any Irish person ever. Yeah. Any Irish person ever. And I don't want to deflect from five scrouts killing people in a car because of lawlessness. Yeah. I don't want to deflect, but I'll say it to defend myself. Everybody in Ireland who's lived in Ireland, who grew up in Ireland, has had an encounter with a traveller that hasn't been exactly nice. Let's be honest. So there you go. Travellers want to protect the criminals within their society, well, I have no time for that. And I don't think it's discrimination to call it.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Opinions Matter. If you did, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons and at lunchtime on a Saturday. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.